Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and being locked into the show. This is when we get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. So whether you're in New York, here in Atlanta, California, Seattle, Toronto, Vancouver, Hawaii, Alaska, thank you for tuning in. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day in the world of sports. It continues on in the NFL. A busy 2 days here in Atlanta. Yesterday, they trade for Matthew Judon. Today, they sign Justin Simmons, and the defense gets better. Somebody who got worse, man, the Buffalo Bills, Matt Milano. Guy breaks his leg last year. He blows out his arm this year. It ain't looking good in Buffalo. Things are looking good for the Yankees. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge are losing their minds. Aaron Judge, fastest guy ever to 300 home runs. Major League Baseball might be adjusting a few things, like making the pitchers pitch six innings. You heard me correctly. We'll get into that. A matter of fact, Jesse Rogers, who wrote the story on ESPN, he's going to come through and join us later on in the show. Speaking of pitchers, you know, pitchers are so volatile because, quite frankly, these guys never stay healthy. Maybe they're throwing too damn hard. Somebody who doesn't stay healthy, his name is Odell Beckham Jr., and for whatever reason, he's deciding to go online and tell the fans to mind their business and stop asking him about his health because he hasn't practiced with the Dolphins yet. What a shock. Hey, Notre Dame, the whole swim team suspended for a year. Their swimmers were gambling. I'll explain later on. They were gambling and the coaches didn't know anything about it. Little locker room stuff going on and now they're being punished. Sean Payton is excited about his quarterbacks. I guess he's smoking that good stuff. The NBA schedule came out for this upcoming season. And the WNBA is back. Get ready for more Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark talk over the next several days. Hey, Ohio State, they officially have a quarterback. Not too much of a shock as to who the hell it is. So we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. You want to participate in the show? It's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me. I'm online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I am good, JR. Yeah, it's been a good Thursday so far. A lot of fun.
I'm happy. And when I got connected here on the way to the studio, you were talking about your hair. You got a nice fancy haircut now, huh?
I did, yes. I did get a haircut today, so I'm feeling a little bit better than normal, you know, a little hot to trot. And I promise you, don't listen to what anyone else says. It's not a lot of gel.
I don't put gel in my hair. It wouldn't work. But what the hell is the difference between your hair today and yesterday?
A little bit more tame. You know, the sides are cut down, so I think it makes the top a little bit, you know, looks the top a little bit better.
You got a fade on the side, is it?
Skin fade. Yeah, you know.
Oh, look at you. Okay, so that's why there's an appearance of more hair on the top.
That's right.
Less hair on the sides.
It's an illusion.
Good for you. You're a changed man between yesterday and today, huh?
You know, I'm trying to bring my best to the show. Even if people can't see, I'm still going to try to look good and hopefully also produce good.
Well, you know what Deion Sanders says. Let's get you ready to butcher it, or do you know it?
You can't play good if you don't look good?
Yeah, you look good, you play good.
That's right.
It's something like that.
I subscribe to that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
Boom, there it is. That's the line.
Yeah, probably in that order or something like that. Either way, I'm glad that you feel like a brand new human being in the course of, 24 hours. That's a good thing. And speaking of things that have changed in 24 hours, it has taken 24 hours for the Atlanta Falcons to just go from being, they should be good. They should be okay. They should win the NFC South. We can just blow that idea out the water now. The Atlanta Falcons should not only just win the NFC South. The Atlanta Falcons, they should go to the playoffs. And I know Kirk Cousins, I know this man has a playoff record of, I got to say it real low before people get angry at me, 1-4. But this is a team that they should be good. The Atlanta Falcons haven't had this good of a team in, I don't know, 5-6 years? It's been a minute. Okay, that's just as long as they've had to actually have a winning season. Enough of the 6-10 and 7-10 crap. It's time to reverse that. Because last night, the Falcons traded for Matthew Judon. Today, a few hours ago, they signed Justin Simmons to a 1-year, $8 million contract. The man was released by the Denver Broncos. He's one of the best safeties in the league. He's on a 1-year deal. You don't think he wants to prove it and make some money? Matthew Judon, for right now, yeah, I think he's going to stay on a 1-year deal. This guy just turned 32 years old today. Happy birthday, Matthew Judon. The man is 32. This man blew out his arm last year, unfortunately. We got to talk about another guy who blew out his arm in a few minutes. But the Falcons have added depth, man. They got Judon, a guy who can get you double-digit sacks, who's going to be motivated to do some damage this year because he wants his money. Justin Simmons pairing up with Jesse Bates, who's already a missile here in Atlanta. A.J. Terrell, shout outs to A.J. Terrell. I was just at his football camp the other day. It's one of the best corners in the game. Grady Jarrett coming off of an injury. Thank God he doesn't feel like he has to do it all on the front line. And so the Falcons have done some damage here. The Falcons should definitely win the NFC South. Raheem Morris talked about the addition of Matthew Judon. And he's like, you know what? I got me a dog.
You know, anytime you can add a dog, really, to your group and have him be able to come and be a part of that, that is exciting. I think we have excitement for that. I think he has excitement for that. I think a couple of our players that actually know him personally have excitement for that. His reputation precedes himself. Having that type of recall from that type of a player and what he does and what he can bring to the table is always fun, particularly when you talk about adding to that group. You know, losing Trice was critical for us the week before, knowing he's out for the season, but being able to add him to Zoe and AK and Damone Harris and JSW and all those guys that have been out there working for us provides, you know, a quality player, dog mentality, potential game changer to your outfit.
Yeah, the man is a game changer. I told you this yesterday. Damn Falcons, man, they haven't had a guy with double-digit sacks since 2016. How does that happen in the modern NFL? Like, you don't have one guy who accidentally can fall on the quarterback, not for the Falcons. And Matthew Judon, they could put him anywhere on the front line. The guy can get a sack. He can pick the ball up. He can knock the ball away from the quarterback. He could take it to the house. And more importantly, he wants to get paid, so he's actually going to show up and work his ass off unless he gets hurt again, which, you know, the older you get, the easier it is to get hurt. He's 32 years old. So Raheem Morris, he went a step further. He says, I don't know what he's going to do past this season.
I hate to say it long term, we're talking about a 31-year-old player just in general, but when you get a guy, the way we're able to acquire him, that's always fun. You get a guy with the ability to come in here and be a game record for you right now, you figure out those things. I have one real key factor. We did that out in L.A. with Vaughn. got him middle of the season during a trade. He was able to come in, turn to a game wrecker. I got a chance to see playoff Vaughn, got a ring because of it, got a lot of success, wanted to re-sign him. Obviously, we went into the conversations with him. Obviously, Buffalo came better, and he ended up going to Buffalo, but it was certainly a good time for the Rams and both Buffalo having the ability to be with a guy like Vaughn. So you never know what these things can turn into, but I know what we're getting in that trade. The dog mentality, the guy that we talked about, the absolute edge setter, a universal pass rusher, a proven outside commodity within this league for the last couple of years.
Okay, Raheem. Okay. I mean, we could make the comparison about a Von Miller in the situation, but let's not put Judon in the same space of Von Miller. At least from Von Miller from a few years ago before the injuries. But anyway, Falcons are the team to beat. Sorry. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, y'all had your chance last year. And dare I say, even with the Buccaneers, a little bit of a shock, a little bit of a surprise. I don't want to say that they won the division, but more so that they smacked up the Eagles, who were just basically grounded at the time. I don't know if the Buccaneers are going to have the same success this upcoming year. And then, I mean, damn it, if I got to think about the Buccaneers coach, if I got to think that lightning will strike twice for Todd Bowles, come on now. I can expect one thing from Todd Bowles this year, for him to be on the sideline and for him to look absolutely miserable. That's it. I don't expect anything else from Todd Bowles but to stand around and look miserable. And when the ship, because that's what Pirates do, when the Buccaneers start to sink, he's just still going to be on the sideline looking miserable. Baker Mayfield, I'm glad he got himself a contract. I'm glad he's still in Tampa Bay. I'm glad Mike Evans is still there. And Baker Mayfield, you know, speaking of the NFC South, Baker Mayfield said, yeah, I'm ready to go this season. Throwing the ball to Mike, throwing the ball to Chris. He's ready to go.
Mike and I, it's the constant communication. Obviously, he's going to win on a lot of his routes. That is who he is. And so for me, understanding and talking to him about how he's thinking he's going to win on different leverages. And obviously with time and experience and more reps, that continues to grow. But I just think we're in a very good spot, the two of us right now. And same with Chris as well. I think, you know, obviously Chris feeling better and better about where he's at physically. And Chris is an unbelievable communicator and a pro's pro. So just those two guys and just constantly talking to them about, hey, if we get this look, what are you going to do? How are you going to run it? And just making sure we're on the same page. And I feel really good about where we're at.
Yeah, they should feel good. They should. It's like the second best team in the NFC South. I'd have told you how I feel about the Saints yesterday. I gave you a top six list, teams and quarterback limbo. And I know Derek Carr is the starter. I know Derek Carr finished the year on a hot streak. But it's only a matter of time before he gets booed and before he gets the boot out of New Orleans. This is a two-team race in the NFC South. The Falcons, the Bucks. There's nothing wrong with having, you know, coming in third place for the Saints, right? Nothing wrong with them. Maybe they end up in second, but they're probably going to be third. Dennis Allen, the head coach, who players across the NFL said he's one of the worst head coaches in the entire NFL. That's not what I said. That's what the player said. Dennis Allen was asked by a reporter if there was any way or any metaphor, could you compare this season to anything? And Dennis Allen didn't know what the hell the reporter was talking about. Get ready for a long season.
I'm going to leave the metaphors to you guys.
Thanks.
All right. But what is a metaphor?
What's that?
What is a metaphor? Like, what's the official definition of metaphor?
A metaphor is like using something as comparison as like an example, right?
Okay. All right. I got it.
Yeah, I got a definition. Well, he's a football coach. He doesn't need... Hickey, does he need to know what a metaphor is?
No. Not to coach football. Probably not.
Hey, I got a definition. You can thank the Oxford... whatever the hell this is in front of me.
Merriam? Merriam?
No, not Merriam-Webster.
Oh.
It's Oxford Language Dictionary. Because I'm fancy. Forget Merriam-Webster. I got to go Oxford, okay? A metaphor. Figure of speech in which a word or phrase is applied to an object or action to which it is not literally applicable. Here's an example. Her poetry depends on suggestion and metaphor. That's a bad example.
Do they just use the word in the sentence?
Yeah, maybe I need a new dictionary.
Jeez.
Hey, a thing regarded as representative or symbolic of something else, especially something abstract. The amount of money being lost by the company were enough to make it a metaphor for an industry that was teetering. These are awful examples, Hickey.
Saints metaphor this year.
Go for it. You got one?
A heaping
load of crap.
Dumpster that is fire. On fire.
Dumpster fire. There we go. Yeah, the dumpster fire. Yeah, Dennis Allen, all he had to do was to say dumpster fire. Yeah, I think everybody would have understood exactly what that is. But you know what, for all of this, the Saints aren't the dumpster fire of the NFC South. There's only one team that's the dumpster fire in the NFC South, and that's the Panthers. The team that had a number one pick and traded it early, ended up with Bryce Young, missed out on Caleb Williams. It's the team that fired their coach last year, bringing a first-year head coach from Tampa Bay and Dave Canales. This is the team that has the owner who will throw a drink on you if you say that the Panthers suck. He's also the owner that will go to your restaurant and tell you to, you know, change up your stuff in the front. Don't talk about the Panthers at the restaurant. Otherwise, I'm going to walk in and yell at your people in the front. Yeah, the Panthers, they're the dumpster fire. They even got a mascot. He got a stupid name. Sir Purr. That's a dumpster fire. Yeah, Dave Canales, the new head coach today. And this is what he has to do every day before people start to get frantic and spastic. Dave Canales hyped up Bryce Young. Of course he did.
I thought he was sharp yesterday. He had two interceptions. One he didn't see shy, and then the other one was, learn the lesson. Don't be laid outside, you know. So for, in general, again, compartmentalize the mistakes and say, what was the body of work? So today he came out. He was sharp. He was getting us in and out of the huddle. He's accurate. He just shows, like, that's Bryce. You know, he loves it. You know, when he gets challenged and the stakes rise, that's him. He just stays the same, and he continues to be accurate. And I love the way he handled today.
I know when Bryce Young finishes up the day, they give him a gold star. He gets a cupcake. At the end of the week, the Carolina Panthers, they have a big old pizza party. And I know he goes home, and he's just like, yeah, I had a good day at school today. I know he did. Carolina Panthers, look, I hope the best for the guy. I really do. I'm just not all that optimistic because of the situation surrounding him. I wish nothing but I love the Carolinas. I hope they do damn good. Well, they'll be the worst team in the division. Sorry about that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. As a matter of fact, we got a caller right here, right now. Eric is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Eric. What's on your mind?
JR, just touching base with you, brother. I get it. The whole Atlanta, you know, Atlanta's going to be the Falcons, everything. But do you think it's a time to merge and get on the same page? I'm a Bucs fan, by the way. Go Bucs. But
yeah, okay.
I think we'll win the South because those guys need time to merge and get on the same page. You know, that's all I'm saying. I think we'll win the division. I know it was by default last year. We fell into the playoffs. That's good. But I think Atlanta, they need some time to get to know each other, merge and all this. Everybody coming down there, people being on the same page. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Alabama. I think on offense and defense, they have more of a chance to actually be cohesive. The one thing that the Falcons missed, you know, having a look at Ridder and Heinicke last year, was a quarterback just to get some of their best guys the ball. The Falcons have amazing weapons. Bijan Robinson, they can run the ball if they want to. Drake London is one of the most physically imposing wide receivers in the entire game. The guy only had two touchdowns last year. Kyle Pitts is a physical freak. They need him to wake up, but now they actually have a quarterback who can throw the ball. Okay, I know Baker Mayfield is going to throw the rock around. His wide receiver's a little bit older, okay? I mean, is Godwin going to last forever? Is Mike Evans going to last forever? I know you throw a deep ball, Mike Evans is going to come down with it. But I think the Falcons have more of a chance to be dynamic throughout the course of the year. Is that some, you know, something that they need to gel about? No, I don't think so. Who has the best talent? Who has the more dynamic talent? I think at this point in time, it would be the Falcons. Look, I expect them to win the NFC South, and I expect the Buccaneers to be right there with them, unless the Saints are going to, you know, try to punch them in the mouth and take the spot. One thing not for dispute, the Panthers are still going to suck. Hopefully Bryce Young gets better. That's what they hope for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to continue to talk more football throughout the course of the show. The NBA schedule has been released. Aaron Judge is a bad man. Major League Baseball may be changing some rules when it comes down to the pitchers. Sean Payton is excited for his million quarterbacks. Odell Beckham Jr. not happy with people worried about his health. Ohio State has a full-time quarterback who will start. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the Buffalo Bills. There's another star that they've had over the past few seasons who's gone. This guy might be gone for the entire season. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Happy Thursday to you. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Not today. Not today. My knee is in severe pain. Not today. Another day, but not today. Anyway, speaking of severe pain, oh my God, we've had to spend the past 2 days talking about the pain of Minnesota Viking fans, right? J.J. McCarthy goes down. He's out for the year. Jordan Addison goes down. At least it looks like he'll be okay. That's what the Minnesota Vikings are telling us with his ankle injury. And I can't say it's a lost season because more than likely Sam Darnold was going to get a lot of the starts anyway. And he still might unless they hook him. Anyway, forget that. That's the negativity for the Minnesota Vikings. If we happen to go further east to another cold-ass place, these people play outdoors. They light fires on tables. They jump through them. They eat wings. They shovel snow. They're next to my friends in Rochester. I love Rochester. But we're talking about the Buffalo Bills right now. Similar to the Minnesota Vikings, they have been to the Super Bowl 4 times. Hickey, how many times have they won?
0.
Damn, you came through hard with that, Hickey. Damn.
Sorry. Not to pour any salt in the wound. Just for dramatic effect.
Let's do it again. We know math here. That's a combined 8 Super Bowl appearances. How many championships?
0.
Oh, damn. I thought you were going to come through with the oomph again.
Oh, yeah, but it sounded like you didn't want the oomph, so I tried to be more sympathetic to Vikings and or Bills fans.
Well, you know what? A 0 is 0 regardless, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, the Buffalo Bills, it's their time to feel some pain. Because earlier today, they learned that Matt Milano, he's going to be out. He could be out for the whole season. This man has a torn bicep. If you see him, you may not see him until December at the earliest. And by the way, he's coming off of a broken leg from last year. This is not a good look. The man played 5 games last season. He's going to be basically gone all of this year. And he tore his bicep in practice on like a tackling dummy. They say maybe his arm hit somebody's leg and what have you, but ultimately his season ended because he hit one of those tackling dummies. And this sucks. Matt Milano has been an all-pro. He's one of the best linebackers that you will find who's able to go out there and coverage as well. And if you think about some of the key players that the Buffalo Bills will be missing from last season, and I know we've had a lot of guys that have been injured on the Buffalo Bills. Tre'Davious White has had to deal with injury. Jordan Poyer is now down in Miami. Micah Hyde has had a series of neck issues. He's currently on the sidelines. A couple of weeks ago, he actually said, I'm either going to play for the Buffalo Bills at some point this year, or I'm going to retire. Like, there's nothing else. And then even if you think about offense, we know the biggest thing that happened for the Buffalo Bills, and nobody says they miss him. Why would they say it right now? Stephon Diggs is gone. And they're hoping somebody like Keon Coleman, even though he can say funny things in a press conference, they're hoping that he can pick up some of the slack in the wide receiver room. And so the Buffalo Bills, man, things are going to look real different. They're going to miss him. Head coach Sean McDermott, knowing how good of a human being, how good of a guy Matt Milano is, he says it sucks to see him get hurt again. Broken leg last year, busted up arm now. It sucks.
Tremendous young man. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's been through it, and this game means a lot to him. This team means a lot to him. And so that, in addition to the injury, is what makes this difficult. Again, when you know the person, you know that this is not going to beat or keep Matt Milano down. You know, obviously this period in time right now has been tough for him, for all of us, but in particular for him and his family. And he knows all the work that he put in. No one knows the work that Matt put in to get himself back to where he was before this recent injury. So, you know, that's probably one of the harder things to swallow, pills to swallow right now, is we just saw him work his butt off. He stayed in Buffalo all summer to get back off of the leg injury, and now this happens. So, you know, it's unfortunate set of circumstances, but again, I know he's going to handle it well.
Buffalo Bills, I wouldn't be shocked if they don't win the AFC East this year. I wouldn't be. It's going to be a three-team race between them, the Dolphins, and the Jets. The New England Patriots, I think we kind of discussed this yesterday, they may not win a damn thing. The New England Patriots, how ironic would it be after all of their success over the past 20 years that they go 0-17? Sign me up for it. I need to see Robert Kraft and I don't want to say pain. I want to see him unhappy. You've done too much winning over the last 20 years. I mean, what is he going to do if they're losers? I mean, when they were winning, he was going to massage parlors. I don't know where he might go if they really start to tank and they're really in the toilet. I don't know. Just destroy all of the videotapes if that's the case. Anyway, up in Buffalo, they're still sad. Even the offensive linemen are sad. Even a big, gigantic one out of a Temple. Deion Dawkins, he spoke to the media, and this is a player-to-player relationship. He's sad, too.
That sucks. But I can't wait to get in there so I can call him.
Yeah, and knowing what he went through
to
get back.
For sure.
You know, how much does that even play into?
Yeah, I mean, like, me and Milano got drafted at the same time, and we've been here through every beat of this. And he's been through a couple of injuries now. And, you know, the journey just got a little harder. But, you know, Lano is a special dude. And he'll be back, and he'll fight through it. And I just can't wait to check on him.
Man, damn. Everybody's so sad. Makes me want to be sad. I'm not going to be sad, but it makes me want to be sad. Buffalo Bills fans know what it means to feel sad. Past couple of seasons, they've just been eliminated by the Chiefs 3 out of 4 years. Having all these positive records. Hey, let's have 12 wins. Let's have 11 wins. Let's go to the postseason. Let's go to the AFC Championship game. Yeah, no, 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 no. Last year, they didn't even make it that far. This year, they may not even make it further enough to even see the Chiefs in the postseason. This sucks, man. Buffalo Bills, they've gone backwards. Everybody talks about Josh Allen and his turnovers. He may have a whole lot more of them this year trying to carry that team on his back. They'll still be good. I think they'll have positive wins. But, man, All this talk, preseason talk, all these years gone, Buffalo Bills, Super Bowl, Josh Allen, MVP. You don't hear a peep about that anymore. They're going to have to sneak up on some folks. Three-team battle. I'm going to give the AFC East to the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo's going to have to settle for second. And the Patriots, who cares? Hickey, you know, I'm going to make a bold proclamation. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
I ain't watching the Patriots this year. I'm not going to do it. Not.
Wow.
Not going to watch them. Nope.
What if, like, game six, they said, no more Jacoby Brissett. We're going to put in Drake May.
I'll watch him get sacked for one game, and that's it.
So you watch the debut, and that's the only time you'll watch the Patriots this year.
Yeah, I'll watch him get slapped around. They don't want this man to play this year. They do not want, and he might, the only way that we will see Drake May play is if Jacoby Brissett is just beat to shreds, okay? That this man is just sacked and he can't move and he can't get up, and they're going to have no choice but to go and put Drake May out there, and they will do so reluctantly. There was an entire report that came out today that the Philadelphia Eagles, on the heels of getting ready to take on the New England Patriots in a preseason game, that the Eagles just dominated them. And you know, you can't hit the quarterback, you still take care of him. But you can still take an account getting to the QB. I think Jacoby Brissett might have been sacked 8 times, and then Drake May was sacked 6. And it was just like watching a major league team take on a minor league team, Hickey. So I'm not watching none of that crap. I'm not doing it. Nope. And I don't think the people in New England are going to watch it either.
I would agree with that second part. I'm a little surprised with you specifically just because as a Jets fan,
yeah,
right, you obviously seen up close and personal the Patriots just beat the crap out of your team twice every year.
Yeah, every year.
I thought you would watch for a little schadenfreude, you know, enjoy their suffering. Enjoy watching arguably maybe the most hapless team in the league this year just get their brains beaten.
Oh, listen, man, I'm a sick individual. I'm not that sick.
No?
No.
You got to get to that level.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine with them losing. I don't need to watch them lose. Good. I hope the Patriots never win another thing for the next 25 years. That's good for me. I don't have to wallow in their pain. I'm a Jets fan. They suck enough for, you know, what do I care? And I make fun of them. The Jets have sucked forever. That's great. Now they could turn it around, hopefully. And the Patriots stink. So, fine. Just stay over there. This is like, I got to be very careful. See, Hickey, I'm getting ready to use my own metaphor. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. Dennis Allen, listen up.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to stare at a train wreck, you know, or a car crash. It happens. I'm going to keep on moving past my day, okay? Leave the Patriots, okay? They suck, they stink, they're terrible, they're rebuilding, good. Feel the pain that a lot of people have felt for the past forever. As simple as that. I hope every day for the New England Patriots, I hope every day feels like they've lost to the Giants or the Eagles. That's what I hope. And that's good enough for me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Drake May is going to have one hell of a transition moving into the NFL. It's going to take this guy about a year to get adjusted. He's only 21 years old. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about another young quarterback, except for this guy. He's a year older than Drake May, and he's still in college. His job? To lead Ohio State to a championship. And, yeah, you better beat Michigan first. We're going to talk about Will Howard on the other side of the break. He has a brand new job, officially.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I try my best. Hard and real all the time. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've talked about the Falcons. Oh, they're looking good. They're looking real good. Added Justin Simmons today. Yesterday, they added Matthew Judon. Now, we talked about a team that's not looking too good. The Buffalo Bills. the latest guy to go down for them? Matt Milano. Although he was down last year with a broken leg, trying to come back this year, and now he has a torn bicep. It sucks. It really sucks for him. Anyway, hey, let's look at college. Because we got a team. They should feel real positive about everything in front of them. That's Ohio State. That's the Buckeyes. Why should everybody in Columbus feel positive about them? Well, one reason is because Michigan is, they're going through quite a few things. Even though Michigan just won a national championship and Harbaugh is gone, they're still dealing with sign stealing and recruiting issues. And this is a prime opportunity for Ryan Day to take the bull by the horns and finally go out there and beat Michigan and then get into the playoff and compete for a championship. And I guess the first step in doing so, he made official today. And it shouldn't have taken so damn long. This was just a matter of formality. But Will Howard, who they brought over from Kansas State, is now their full-time starter. Take a listen to Ryan Day tell everybody what we already knew.
We're excited about Will being the starter. Will has really taken the command of the offense, I believe. You feel him in the huddle. You feel his experience. He did a really good job, as we talked about, of changing his body in the offseason. So he's become a threat both with his legs and with his arm. And the more he understands what he's doing out there, and when he does, he's really executing very well. I think the guys are excited, you know, when he gets in the huddle. Not to say that they're not excited when the other quarterbacks are in there, but they do feel Will. And, you know, I know he's excited about leading the team.
Man, if this guy can't have success with some of these wide receivers, then he just needs to go back to Kansas State. Or maybe they need to beg Kyle McCord to come back from Syracuse. Not going to happen, but I'm saying. After Marvin Harrison Jr. went out to the NFL, they still have a Mako Buka at wide receiver. They got this young dude, Jeremiah Smith. I've never seen this guy play. He's a freshman. But he's supposed to be the next big thing. If there's been one thing that Ohio State has been able to do and develop over the past bunch of seasons, I know people like to make fun of the quarterbacks that they've produced, how they perform at the NFL level. Can't say that more recently. You see Mr. Stroud there. But the fact is, the wide receivers, they've had no problem. And Jeremiah Smith is supposed to be that guy. And so Ohio State, with Will Howard and all of his experience, guy's only 22 years old. He'll be 23 in a couple of months towards the end of their season. There should be no reason why Ohio State doesn't come out of this new and revamped Big Ten as the best team. Hickey, what are your thoughts, man?
I am not as high in the Buckeyes as you. I think they'll make the playoff for sure. I think, to me, Oregon's a team to beat. I think their quarterback is better. I think their offensive line is better. You mentioned his name just before, Kyle McCord. Like, I think Will Howard's a little bit better than McCord, but I don't think he's a drastic upgrade. And so you kind of saw last year, like, Ohio State had a ton of talent. The biggest problem was, in the biggest game of the year, they couldn't have their quarterback play at a high enough level to help them win. And I think you'll see it again this year.
You know what? I'm glad you didn't just throw Penn State out there. I'm happy that you didn't say that. That's nice.
I'm not a homer. I'll be objective. Oregon is by far, I mean, Ohio State's head and shoulders better than Penn State, and so is Oregon.
Yeah, but I mean, for the upcoming season, it's pretty much, wouldn't you say those are the top two? And yeah, Dylan Gabriel, another guy who's been around for, what is this, year number five for this guy, it feels like?
Year number five, school number three.
Oh, my God.
He's been around the block.
Oh, my God. And this is what we're going to have for the future? Is this what we are destined for?
Yes and no. Like, part of it is COVID, right? Like, I mean, everyone got a free year.
Sure.
So, basically, 2020 didn't count. A lot of these guys did play. And it's like, oh, well, guess what? You could keep playing if you want. But, like, I don't think it'll be an accident, like, having older quarterbacks stay in college longer. Especially, like, if, look, who knows how good Bo Nix can be. And we'll see whenever Michael Penix Jr. gets on the field. But, like, if you see these guys that stay 3-4 years going forward having success in the NFL, maybe it kind of switches where it's like, you know what, maybe we don't want, in some scenarios, the raw talent, you know, the guy that started 10 games in his career. Maybe we'd rather have a veteran that's, you know, played 45 games in college and has been in big environments. Maybe it's a quicker learning curve.
Yeah, I'm cool on that. I just hate all of the movement, you know? And I'm fine with movement. And I always hate, you know, there's a delicate balance that comes with it. Because certainly, I've always hated the fact that the coaches can move around and do whatever the hell they want at their own whim. And so I appreciate the freedom that the players have right now to enter into the transfer portal. But, man, like two and three teams, that's too much. Like, you should, Hickey, how about this? You get two teams, that's it. You move once, that's it. Is that reasonable?
I don't hate that. Yeah, I mean, if your coach leaves, maybe there's some sort of exception. But I don't disagree. Like, one, I think you should be allowed definitely bare minimum one free transfer. Look, go there, doesn't work out for whatever reason. I think you should be allowed to leave, no problem. You're not wrong. Like, when we're talking about now, three, four schools, it's like, okay, maybe you're the problem.
Yeah, well they have the flexibility to do so. And so we'll see what happens between Ohio State. No shock that Will Howard was named the starting quarterback. We'll see what happens with Dylan Gabriel out in Oregon. ESPN actually released a list of the top 100 college football players, and you had shot this over to me earlier today. The highest-ranked quarterback is Carson Beck at number 7. Dylan Gabriel doesn't make the list until number 16. He's a second-ranked quarterback. And then you start moving into Jalen Milroe, Alabama at 22, Quinn Ewers at Texas at 23, Shedeur Sanders at 24. Will Howard is not here in the top 25. And even looking at Shedeur Sanders, I guess he's 24 because people expect him to just get smacked around like a rag doll as he tries to bolster his own hopes of, you know, getting selected in a high spot in the NFL draft. We'll see what takes place. This NFL draft in 2025, it's going to be very, very interesting, especially as some of these older quarterbacks, some of them who we just mentioned, they're going to be draft eligible. I just can't wait for Quinn Ewers to get the hell up on out the way so I could finally see Arch Manning. I'd love to see Arch Manning play this year. I don't know. I don't think the Texas fans would mind that either. That'd be nice. Going to have a good upcoming season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of an upcoming season, the NBA, it dropped its schedule this afternoon. We'll talk about the NBA and some of the games that you need to watch. The WNBA is back as well today. We'll talk some hoops. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.